short break fostering is how it works, is that we recruit families who can help support other families looking after their own disabled children. And that support can be daytime support or overnight support in their own homes. And it differs from normal fostering because the child doesn't actually live with you. So the foster carers bring the disabled child into their own home and look after them. It's very much helping the whole family, really. Looking after your own disabled child has its challenges, and the parents may need some time to look after themselves or look after their other children, relaxing time. But equally, the disabled child, it gives the disabled child new activities, new opportunities, really, to meet other people and build up their own confidence and independence away from their own families.
I suppose it may be hard sometimes to just go out and do things like shopping, go on a night out, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yes, yes. It's very much about supporting the whole family. So short breaks carers build up a really good relationship with the families of disabled children, the disabled child, and that can be a long-term relationship, really, that develops over many months. And it allows the parents to be able to go out and do their own shopping and as I say, spend a bit of time with their other children, perhaps.
So how often and for how long would people offer these short breaks?
Well, it can be. We ask for people to offer a minimum of 24 nights a year. And that could be a share between two families, really, two children with disabilities coming in and spending a weekend. But that's the minimum. It can be, you know, up to 50 nights a year. We'd also are looking for families that can offer support to children who are profoundly disabled and actually need wheelchair access to accommodation. And we're asking for those particular carers who can provide that, offering a minimum of 100 nights a year.
Now, looking at the children more specifically, what types of disability will they have generally?
Generally, children may have learning or physical disabilities. Some have both. Children and young people with learning disabilities will maybe need support with all sorts of daytime activities. They may need support with communication, may need support with mobility. And as I say, some may use wheelchairs and other equipment to help them get about.
Now, a lot of people listening to this will be wondering, am I the right sort of person to offer this this short break care? Who can do it?
Absolutely. I think if you're interested in working with children and families, that's a really good start. If you've got experience of working with disabled children, maybe working in a special school or a hospital or other care setting, that would be great. It's not essential. We provide, in Fostering North Yorkshire, we provide our own training. But it's always helpful if you've got a bit of experience, but that's not absolutely necessary. And good carers come from all sorts of backgrounds. If people are prepared to have adaptations, as I say, to their own properties that Fostering North Yorkshire pay for, so that helps children and their families children who have profound disabilities and need ground for accommodation, again, that would be really good.
And do you ideally need as many people as possible in all the different parts of North Yorkshire?
We do. We particularly need people who own their own accommodation, actually, and have are willing to have their property adapted, particularly in Northallerton and Harrogate areas and Craven areas, but also over in Scarborough as well. For those who are offering short breaks where we don't need to adapt their property, then it is all parts of the county, really. We'd be more than happy for anyone across the county to give us a call and discuss further.
Okay, and if anyone does decide to sign up as a short breaks carer, how will Fostering North Yorkshire support them?
Okay, well, we have an excellent training programme that we devise. We have our own training department, and alongside our colleagues in the Disabled Children's Services, we ensure that the right sort of training is available to our short breaks carers. We also provide a fostering social worker who supports the short breaks family. throughout, and we have support groups as well, so you get to meet other people either that do short break fostering and also other foster carers that offer other sorts of support to families.
Okay, so if anyone would like to find out more about this, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, I think the easiest way is we do have a Fostering North Yorkshire website. That's www.northyorks.gov.uk/fostering. But also you could contact us direct and speak to a fostering social worker on 01609 534654.